In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us. We're not 10 made clean. Where are the other 9? Has no one been found to return and give glory to God except this foreigner? Arise, go your way. Your faith has saved you. What words? What powerful words to reflect upon as we come out of celebrating the nativity of our Lord and God, Savior Jesus Christ, and the event of the Theophany. The wonder that God has done for us, and that we return now to come and give Him thanks for this great event of God, Emmanuel, God with us. And as I prepared for this homily, I came across one that was given by an Antiochian Orthodox priest, an acquaintance of mine, Father Philip LeMasters. And I'd like to share with you some of the elements of his own homily, because it's quite powerful, capturing in a real way the meaning of today's gospel passage. In 2010, Father Philip went to Syria. If you recall, at that time, there was a terrible civil war going on in Syria. A lot of destruction, a lot of violence. And he renewed his own acquaintance with a priest, Father Alexis, or Alexios, or he's known as Father Alexi. And Father Alexi was the director of the Patriarchate's Department of Ecumenical Relations and Development, a big, long, fancy title for basically overseeing the church's relief efforts in Syria. And the scope of this ministry, this really not ministry, the proper word would be the scope of this apostolate, was not bound by religious affiliation. For the Catholics and for Orthodox, living under centuries and centuries of rule and domination and occupation by Muslims, has never stopped the church from carrying out the great works, the great apostolates, all rooted in the carrying out the great commandment of selfless love, exercised in particular ways such as in educating the youth, educating people, opening schools that were not just for Christians, but for all, no matter what your religious affiliation or none was. Working in the hospitals, medical offices to serve whomever needed physical healing. Feeding anyone who was hungry, Muslim or Christian, a political refugee, or someone on the side of the government. The Christian doesn't ask those kind of questions. The Christian is not concerned about those kind of questions. Father Alexi stated, quote, "It is very important to help all Syrians because we have the responsibility to witness Christ to society. When we read the Bible, especially the New Testament, we see that our Lord Jesus the Christ came not for a specific group of people. He came to save and to heal all people." End of quote. Some Muslims expressed surprise when they actually found out that the church was funding courses and opening schools for mostly Muslim students, because in certain regions, in most regions, it's only Muslim children in those regions. And to this particular person's disbelief, Father Alexi responded, quote, "It is our mission in society, and that's the same mission everywhere for the church." Note the focus. For the Christian, it's not about changing political regimes in order to change society and change laws and change people. No. The focus of the Christian apostolate is to put into practice the great commandment of selfless love. In the middle of the horrific Syrian civil war, the clergy and the faithful would find themselves often confronted with great physical peril. As they sought out the wounded, they sought out the exiled, they sought out the suffering, they sought out the abandoned, they sought out the refugees. Father Alexei himself recounted, quote, "People coming from areas of rebels towards a safe haven were surprised to find a church there, and the people, the parishioners of that church, ready to welcome them and to provide for them the basic necessities of life. And when giving that aid to whomever showed up, never was the question asked, 'Do you work for the government? Or are you on the side of the rebels?' Our only concern was how much access we will have to the people and how secure it is for us to arrive to help them in their suffering, to help bandage the wounded, to help bring to safety the suffering and the abandoned." End of quote. As I read that account about Father Alexei, it reminded me of another holy, holy woman, Mother Teresa. And a particular encounter with her and Lebanon during the Lebanon Civil War. On January 14, 1982, under the command of Ariel Sharon, the Israelis began to bombard all of West Beirut. And over a period of time, hundreds of civilians were put to death because of the bombings, the just sporadic bombings. And, of course, power was lost. And eventually all the food and water supplies were drying up. One particular place that was being affected heavily by this was an orphanage filled with mostly disabled Muslim children. Hearing this news, immediately, Mother Teresa hurriedly arrived in Lebanon to the port in Junieh, not too far from the city of Beirut, mostly a Christian sector of town at that time. When she arrived on August 10, she met one of the priests, and she told him the church, quote, "the church must be present at this time because we are not into politics, and that is why we need to be present," end of quote. And the priest responded, "Mother, 2 weeks ago they already killed one more priest. It's chaos out there. The risk is too great," end of quote. Mother Teresa responded, "This," meaning our Christian faith, "is not an idea. This is our duty." She's referring to the commandment of great love. "We must go, and we must take those children out one by one, risking our lives." End of quote. "Mother," responded the priest, "listen to all these bombs exploding all around us." And Mother Teresa responded, quote, "I hear them. However, I pray to Our Lady that on her feast day, the Domitian, August 15th, there will be a ceasefire." You can read more about the story online, about all that she did to negotiate with the ambassador of the United States and Russia and everybody else involved. But what happened? There was a ceasefire on August 14th. And Mother Teresa walked right into this bomb-ridden town, part of Beirut, and took all those children out of the orphanage. These historical accounts of lived Christianity demonstrate a lesson in today's gospel passage. God's merciful love is extended to each and every person, including, as we heard in the gospel passage, a Samaritan. To a Jew in the time of Christ, Samaritans were strangers, foreigners. They were heretics. They were to be avoided, cursed. Today's gospel passage is an icon of the Christmas theophany events. On Christmas night, the angels proclaimed that great news: glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to men. God's merciful love is granted to every single person, regardless of his or her political affiliation, regardless of his or her religious or no religious beliefs and practices. God's merciful love extends to those who have injured you and me, and to those you and I may consider an enemy. While the world will make distinctions that end up dividing people, the Lord, he sees every person as someone created in his divine image, awaiting his likeness. Such is the challenge for anyone who bears the name Christian. In today's epistle, St. Paul writes, quote, "Here there is no Gentile or Jew, no circumcised and no uncircumcised, no barbarian and no Scythian, no slave, no free man, but Christ is all things, and he is in all." End of quote. As an icon of, therefore, Christmas and Theophany, today's gospel passage offers you and me two reflections today and this week. First, everyone is a leper in need of divine healing. Our leprosy is sin. That healing began on the day you and I were baptized. That healing is constantly beseeched of God in every divine liturgy. And if you're praying your Orthros and Vespers, you're praying it again. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And that very mercy and that very healing is granted over and over again in the holy mystery of confession. Our second lesson to take today to heart is that as you and I become more and more icons of Christ, experiencing his ongoing merciful love in our own lives, may we, in imitation of Father Alexei and Mother Teresa, bring to all situations and bring to every single person divine, merciful love. Christ is among us.